USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is working through the weekend to try to pass a nearly $1 trillion coronavirus relief package. The plan being put forward includes $600 stimulus payments for many Americans and provides money for renters, schools, and people who need food aid. As far as if something will get done in Washington, D.C., Democrat Senator from Maryland Ben Cardin tells Fox News,
I think it is it's probable that we're going to get a deal done. I'm very optimistic that we'll have an agreement reached as early as today and voted on by tomorrow. It's very possible. I can tell you in regards to the package that I've been working on small business, we have completed our work.
Distribution of a second COVID-19 vaccine is getting underway this weekend after FDA approval. That's the word from General Gus Perna, the Chief Operating Officer of Operation Warp Speed. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is hoping an issue she brought up on the campaign trail gets more traction in Congress.
She wants to put an end to lawmakers making individual stock trades. Senator Warren's proposed ban is part of a broader anti-corruption plan that she promoted on the presidential campaign trail. Georgia Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who faced two Democrats in a runoff election on January 5th, have recently come under fire for buying and selling stocks of which they had sensitive information. Former Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina and a number of House members and aides have also been subject to scrutiny for trading stocks. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Week 15 of the NFL season continues on Saturday with the Denver Broncos hosting the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff for that game just after 4:30 Eastern time, and in the nightcap, the Green Bay Packers host the Carolina Panthers. That game set to kick off just after 8:15 Eastern time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As the debate rages on about who should be next in line to receive the coronavirus vaccine, some experts believe essential workers should be prioritized over the elderly. The United States began inoculating Americans with the Pfizer vaccine and soon will be using the Moderna vaccine as it is also authorized. Healthcare workers and long-term residents of nursing homes are first in line to receive the vaccine, but experts have yet to sort out who should be next. Dr. Nicole Sapphire says key meetings are coming up to make these decisions.
We're going to have an advisory committee meeting tomorrow on is after this first rollout of vaccines that are going to predominantly healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents, who gets it next? And so that's going to be a little bit of a discord because they're going between should it be more to the high-risk people, those who are more likely to end up in the hospital or potentially die from COVID-19, or should it go to more frontline workers, specifically those who have are more minorities that are disproportionately affected by COVID-19. So we're going to see that battle play out a little bit. Ultimately, it is up to the states to make the decision as to who gets the vaccine.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Former Mississippi Governor William Winter, a Democrat who pushed to strengthen public education and improve racial tension, has died. He was 97. A family spokesman saying Winter died Friday night at his home in Jackson. Winter was governor from 1980 to 1984. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim.